Plymouth County Sheriff's deputies were able to apprehend a man with outstanding warrants Friday afternoon. At around 2:45 p.m., the sheriff's office was advised of a wanted subject who may be around the area of Highway 12 in western Plymouth County after he had violated a no-contact order. A short time later, the Plymouth County Sheriff's Office was advised that that subject was just involved in a high-speed pursuit with Union County Sheriff's officials in Union County, South Dakota. Union County officials lost sight of the subject after he entered the state of Iowa. At around 3:24 p.m., the vehicle matching the description of the subject was seen driving during the pursuit was spotted at a gas pumps at Chubb's Country Store in Akron. A traffic stop was conducted, and the subject was arrested inside the convenience store. Justin McKay, 45 years of age, of Sioux City, was arrested and charged with an OWI on a third or subsequent offense, which is a Class D felony. McKay was also charged with two outstanding Plymouth County warrants. He is currently being held at the Plymouth County Jail on a $7,500 bond for the third time of OWI and two $300 bonds for violation of a no-contact order. Meanwhile, the Sioux County Sheriff's Office is seeking the help of the public as they investigate a burglary and vandalism that occurred Monday at the Northwest Iowa Landfill Center at Sheldon. Surveillance video shows that around 5 a.m., an individual had broken into the shop at the landfill center and had damaged some welding supplies and materials. The welding equipment was moved to another location within the building, but was left behind, and the person ultimately left the scene. Sioux County Sheriff's Office is asking if anyone recognizes the individual featured in the video to contact the Sioux County Sheriff's Office. Plymouth County recently witnessed a spike in the number of positive cases of COVID-19, and health officials say that we all need to be aware of mass gatherings that have recently taken place. Tara Geddes is the Plymouth County Community Health Services Director, and she says that there are many factors to be considered when observing the positivity percentage rates.
There's many factors that go into the positivity rate. So the positivity rate alone isn't just one thing that we look at. We also look at the number of tests that are administered throughout the county to our residents, and most importantly, how many of those tests are coming back positive. And so obviously that's what creates your positivity rate, but we also want to see, are we seeing an increase in positive active infections, or is it because we're maybe testing less people? And in our case, we are testing more people than we've tested in the past, and we are seeing a significant increase in active infections throughout our county, and that is resulting in our high positivity rate.
Yet it says that the latest numbers show that Plymouth County, with a 22.5% positive percentage rate, which makes Plymouth County the highest within the state.
I would say the majority of our cases, a lot of their exposures are happening from group gatherings and events that are occurring throughout our county. So there's multiple factors that go into that. It could be weddings, family get-togethers, the fair occurred, golf tournaments, all different things that are occurring that are creating multiple positive cases for us.
The county community health director says that the virus is affecting all ages of people, although younger to middle-aged adults are having the most numbers.
Majority of our cases are still 18 to 60-year-old range, so we continue to see that. We have a pretty comparable to state average 18 to 40-year-old population that's testing positive, but we are an outlier compared to the state for our middle age, which is 41 to 60-year-old age range. We're a little bit higher than the state average. So we are at 34% of that population is tested positive in our county, whereas at state level, it's 28% of positive tests are in that age range.
All of Plymouth County schools are back in session with in-class full-time learning, and Geddes says so far it has worked well. She reviews the latest COVID-19 statistics for Plymouth County.
So as of Friday afternoon, we have 685 total positive cases in our county, still at the 22.5% positivity rate overall. And that does include all the different variations of testing that is occurring. We have two long-term cares that have had outbreaks. So one in Lamar's, which is Good Samaritan, and then Kingsley Nursing and Rehab has experienced an outbreak as well. And then we've had 18 deaths in Plymouth County.
Last night marked the first evening for high school football, and along with the area volleyball matches, Geddes admits to being concerned, especially for spectators. She suggests that people need to continue to wear masks or face coverings.
I think the thing that we can all do as a community is come together to support each other through this. Looking at the activities that are occurring throughout our county, as schools are back in session, we're starting back into sports seasons and football games and volleyball games. It's not so much the players that are the concerning part because they're active. They're not necessarily by each other in close contact for that time, but it is the spectators that we're most concerned about. And so we would encourage individuals that are attending those activities to wear masks, especially when indoors, but whenever social distancing isn't possible. Wearing masks will help hopefully prevent the spread of COVID-19. And we also just want to make sure everybody's don't go if you're sick to those events and try to social distance as much as you can.
Geta says that she is hopeful that Plymouth County will be able to lower our numbers within the coming days and weeks. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Naig is urging farmers and agribusinesses to start evaluating how much propane that they will be needing to meet grain drying needs and home and livestock heating demands this fall and winter. The derecho that swept through Iowa on August 10th created many unknowns for this year's harvest. Propane users should anticipate and suppliers should make plans to accommodate increased propane demands this fall. Naig says that after an ideal planting season and a warm, dry summer, we anticipated normal crop dry down this fall, but the drought and derecho had significant impacts on our cornfields. Naig says that he encourages farmers to take a look at their grain drying and home and livestock heating needs and formulate a plan with their propane suppliers to make sure that their needs are covered and their tanks are full. The derecho windstorm sustained high winds damaged an estimated 3.57 million acres of corn in 36 counties just a few weeks before the harvest. While the degree of damage varies by field, millions of acres of corn stalks were snapped, flattened, or tangled. This will reduce the amount of airflow around the crop, and farmers should anticipate harvested corn with be a higher than normal moisture levels. Farmers should start engaging in planning conversations with their local propane suppliers, take advantage of the early buying and booking programs, and top off their tanks now before harvest begins.